I'm Brad J, and this is Tame Your Talent for January 11th, the Tuesday. Here we go. Back at it. Tame Your Talent again, Brad J, in the hot seat. And let's talk about it. Where have I been? Actually, I've not been done a podcast in probably just shy of about 4 or 5 days, I think is what it was. And the reason why, I was on location in Mammoth, doing all the announcing for snowboarding and free skiing for the last Olympic qualifier to see who makes the team to represent the U.S. in Beijing. So that's what's going on. That's where I've been. But finally, back at home in La Conchita, right between Santa Barbara and Ventura, my home, and back in my studio. So happy to be back. Happy to bring it to you on today's podcast. I want to talk about the qualifiers, but I also want to talk about edibles too as well. And you're like, what, Brad? You want to talk about edibles? I want to talk about what not to do with edibles and a story about gummy bears and watching Cobra Kai season number 4. I want to get into that story as well. And you're like, WTF? Like, well, yeah, we'll get to that point in a little bit. But let's talk about, first off, things I do. You got to make sure that my YouTube page is called Tame Your Talent. Subscribe to my YouTube page. I'm putting together an edit right now from behind the scenes from the last Olympic qualifier last week here in Mammoth. So working on that, should be dropping that video here in the next day, probably tomorrow. I'll put that thing up. So there's the deal on that. So subscribe to my Tame Your Talent YouTube page, and all of my social media is Brad JAYMC, Brad JAYMC. Follow, like, subscribe, whatever the things are, the terminology. Don't forget my radio show too. If you're digging the classic rock, my radio show comes to you worldwide, all over the world. 6-hour radio show nightly, all about classic rock, you know, Led Zepp, Stones, stuff like that, man. You'll dig it. Trust me on that. 7 to midnight on the West Coast, 7 to midnight on the West Coast at ktyd.com. That's ktyd.com. And if you're in Santa Barbara, California or Ventura, well, you can get that on the FM dial at 99.9. So there you go. Got you covered all ends, man. Got the podcast, got the YouTube page, got the 6-hour radio show, got behind the scenes for you. Man, I'm hooking you up. Yeah, okay, move on. Okay, first of all, my voice, apologize if my voice is super hoarse. Well, when you've been announcing as long as I did this whole weekend, you'd have a hoarse voice too. So let me lubricate a little coffee here. A little vanilla organic blend dealio right there. Okay, so Olympic qualifier goes on, and we do it at Mammoth Mountain. But here's the deal. I get there on a Monday, so over a week ago. I get there because I want to hang out and get some riding in, you know, go snowboarding and stuff before I got to start working. So get some riding in. Weather kind of turns crazy a little bit, and then all of a sudden, right when we're supposed to start, on Thursday, we're not getting very many competitions in. So Thursday and Friday were horrible weather, and there was nothing we can do about it. We try our best to do it. And Mammoth is notorious for wind. It's a beautiful mountain. Growing up skiing and snowboarding there my whole entire life since I was a little kid, like 15 years old, right? And so I love Mammoth. But we do know that with Mammoth sometimes comes wind, and we dealt with wind that came in, and it was hard to be able to get the competitions off because you want to hold these competitions. But, I mean, you have to think about it. If you get a crosswind that goes across the half pipe, right, and you got free skiers and snowboarders coming down that half pipe, and they go up and do a big air above the half pipe, well, the wind's going to blow them in, or the wind's going to blow them over the deck. And that's not good, because you look at the height of an Olympic half pipe is 22 feet high. So think about that. If you're about 10 feet above that and the wind blows you back over to the middle of the pipe, well, that is now a 32-foot fall to ice, flat ice, right? So it's very dangerous to do these sports, obviously, with huge measurable amounts of wind. But the Mammoth gods came shining down on us. Dave McCoy from heaven. I'm sure Warren Miller was up there in heaven, too, looking down. And Saturday and Sunday had beautiful weather. So optimal conditions for the competitions to take place. And going into this, I'm going to talk Sean White for a second, because Sean White, I've known him since he's about 10 years old. I consider him a friend. He probably doesn't consider me a friend, but No, I'm sure he does. But Shaun White going into this was ranked, where was he? Number 13 in the world, and he was ranked number 3 as far as guys to make the U.S. halfpipe team. And they only take 4, okay? They only take 4 guys into and 4 women into to represent the U.S. for halfpipe, and Sean's in the 3rd spot. So the qualifier came up, and you're trying to make the finals. So that was Saturday night. Sean came out, put one run in, and a really reserved safety run, Sean style. Didn't have any of his big bangers in there. Had a couple big tricks. I think he had the 1260 at the end. But that run netted him enough to get him in the finals. So he earned a spot in the finals. But during that run, he had landed so far down. Remember I was talking about the wind? He landed so far down. There wasn't a wind issue on this. He just kind of popped off too far. And recently he's had a couple binding issues where he's broke some bindings in the past on the bindings, you know, on the snowboard. And so I'm announcing it, and I see it, and I go, and he just stomps the landing, and I'm like, man, that was huge. And I was like, that's why he's breaking bindings right there. And I can see that he heard me say that, and he kind of laughed it off. But that wasn't a good thing to say, because it looks like he possibly hurt his foot on that landing. And so even though he made the finals, he did not come out and ride in the finals to compete. And so he just takes the last place spot. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. You got two guys with at the top, Taylor Gold, who's already got himself a spot to Beijing. Then you got Chase Josey from Idaho. He's in that second spot, and he's above Sean, too, as well. And he looks like he's going to be a cinch to go. But then there's two guys below Sean. You got Joey Okeson and a guy by the name of Lucas Foster. Both these youngsters are leapfrogging. And with Sean finishing down in that low spot, I think it was 12th he finished because he couldn't come out for the finals. Those two kids took advantage of it and finished, I think, 4 and 5. More points for them. So now it becomes a situation where there is another competition that Shaun White will probably have to go to because he needs the more points to be able to climb back above these guys to be able to be into that 3rd spot. Now, with all that being said, here's kind of how it works. In the Olympics, you have 4 spots, right? So 3 spots you earn via points, via podiums, wins, what have you. See, those top 3 spots, that's how those are earned. Now, the 4th spot is a discretionary pick from the coaches, right? So even if a guy is in 4th and he's the 4th U.S. guy and he should go to the team, the 5th guy may be a better guy, and the coaches could choose the 5th guy over the 4th guy to be the 4th guy to go in. Now, if you're the guy who's in 4th and you have the rightful points to be in 4th and they don't pick you, you can actually challenge the discretion pick from the coaches. So it becomes completely chaotic. So what you really want in a perfect world is all 4 to rank themselves from their competition points and from all the comps that they do, and then go in that way and not have to like say, well, I want this guy over this guy. Because could you imagine this? Picture Shaun White coming in 5th, and then you got a kid above him in 4th, one of the younger guys like a Lucas Foster or a Joey Okeson who deserve to be there. But now if you're the coach, and this is hypothetical, I'm not saying who to pick, what do you choose on that one? Do you choose the veteran experience of Shaun White, even though he is 35 now? Do you pick that? Because he's got 3 gold medals, he's been in that position before, and he's still got a banging run. If he can put it down, it can definitely be a medal contention run. Or do you pick the youngster who's got no experience in the Olympics and never been to the big game at all? It's a tough situation. So I'll keep you updated as it unfolds. But right now, it's not unfolded. I haven't seen an update out of Shaun, but I think that he's going to have to go compete. There becomes one more qualifier that he'll have to go to just to get more points. So I think that's what's going to have to happen. All right. Let me get into the story that I want to tell you about. Gummies and watching Cobra Kai, 4th season. Okay. Some of you know what Cobra Kai is. Maybe some don't. It's on Netflix. It's a spinoff from the Karate Kid movies from the 80s with original actors from those original shows. So it's pretty cool. And the wife and I got into watching it. It's 4 seasons now. And we don't do a lot of series, but this one caught us because, you know, I grew up seeing Karate Kid. you know, Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3 when I was younger. So I know these actors, and, you know, you have a vested interest in them because you grew up kind of watching them. So they, you know, get this whole reboot thing going and kind of got caught into watching it. Okay, so the wife and I are in Mammoth, and we're watching one of the episodes of the fourth season, and she said, she looks over at me, and her eyes are really squinty, and she goes, "Man, I don't feel good." And I'm like, "What's wrong?" And I didn't really know what was wrong at that point. Well, let me rewind to Christmas. At Christmas, we received a gift, which is with gummy bears that had Delta 8 THC in them. And you can, in California, obviously, you can give that. You're over 21. Not a big deal. And I forgot where they came from, but they were with us at the house. And my wife does not do any sort of THC or any sort of herbs or weed or any of that stuff at all. So never, that's never been her thing. So she doesn't know about any of that stuff. So with that being said, she thought, you know, she's tried CBD, you know, for like ailments, for a sore elbow or, you know, your knee's bad, put some CBD cream on it and it can be a little better. So she knows about that. So she had figured these gummies that were in the bag were just CBD. When in fact they actually had a Delta 8 THC level inside of them, okay? So we're watching Cobra Kai. I look over and I go, "Whoa, man, look at her eyes. They're like swollen, almost closed. Are you okay?" And she didn't know what was going on. And then we both thought back to, I remember her just reaching in the bag and having one, but I didn't think nothing of it because I never read the package of them either. So I didn't know. Then she was like, "Oh my gosh, I am completely gone right now. I am so stoned." She was out of it. We watched one episode. She couldn't track it. She couldn't follow it. Because, come on, this is someone who doesn't mess around with any sort of THC. So my wife is tripping out and not understanding what happened. And then we talked about it. We realized what she did. And we, you know, then she couldn't go to bed. Then she's staring at the ceiling, kind of tripping out the whole time. Finally go to sleep. Get up in the morning and I'm all, "Wow, what happened to you?" She says, "I don't know. I took one of those gummies." And so I grabbed the package and we were reading the package and I read the first part of the package saying, on dosage, only take a quarter to half of one maximum to see what your tolerance is. Do not, in capital letters, take a whole one to start. She went for it and she took a whole one. And for somebody who doesn't, so let's just say there was a big bowl of ice cream after Cobra Kai and that was over. But she learned from her mistakes and she said, "I am never, ever going to do that." To me, that sounds fun. Cobra Kai and some gummies? I don't know. That's going to do it. Tame your talent. That's it for your Tuesday. I'm Brad J. Subscribe to my YouTube page, Tame Your Talent, and all my social media, Brad, J-A-Y-M-C, Brad, J-A-Y-M-C. That's going to do it. Make sure you tune into my radio show tonight, 7 p.m. on the West Coast at ktyd.com. 6 hours of quality rock and roll, classic rock on tap. That's what's up, and that is tonight, 7 p.m. on the West Coast, kicking off at ktyd.com. That's going to do it. Talk to you tomorrow. Tame Your Talent, the podcast. I'm Brad J. See ya.